Jhené and Golic Jr., the podcast.
One of my favorite statements in all of life, really. Color coming out, money coming your way on the table, and that's exactly what we've got going on today in the world of sports. It's Jhené and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Jhené Egbuemeke. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And callers are going to join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. And Jhené, this is, I always love in sports. We sit around and sports can be very serious. Sports can be very fun at times. My favorite version of it is watching young people get paid life-changing sums of money.
Oh, yes.
And Lord, Anthony Davis, 5 years for $190 million. That is life-changing and then some. And I couldn't be happier.
Well-deserved. Being able to help deliver a championship in a huge fashion alongside LeBron James, who also just got his extension. The city that I'm currently in is feeling all right.
Everyone's doing pretty, pretty good at this point in Los Angeles right now, Jhené. And it's going to become interesting because we're going to have this juxtaposition going on in the NBA right now. And we've got plenty to get to today. People are riled up about conferences and college football, which I'm very excited about, Jhené. Nothing as a member of a formerly independent college football team in Notre Dame, who now proudly flies the ACC banner for 1 year. Nothing brings me greater the joy than watching people get bent out of shape about conference stuff. It warms my heart. And so I will make fun of a lot of people for caring way too much about that in a little bit. But Jhené, on one hand, we've got an interesting thing happening today. Anthony Davis. What feels like a sure, would you say Anthony Davis probably one of the surest bets in the NBA at this point, money-wise?
Absolutely.
A 7-foot unicorn, helped lead your team to a championship, at times looked like he could be the best player, versus what we've got happening across the country. Russell Westbrook and John Wall traded two of the biggest, probably most problematic contracts people looked at in the NBA landscape, traded today. The Wizards are going to send John Wall and a pick for Russell Westbrook and the Houston Rockets in this situation. It creates an interesting dynamic because everyone looks at Anthony Davis and probably says, yeah, sure thing on that one. And Jhené, I'm curious for you, before I ask the question I want to ask to everybody, you are someone who's made it known you're from Houston, you enjoy and root for the Rockets, and when you heard this move that Russell Westbrook was going to be shipped to Washington in exchange for John Wall coming from the Wizards, is there any excitement for you about what the Rockets can be now?
Limited, yes. And that's more personal for me. To me, this was a move where both players got what they wanted. Russell Westbrook got to go play for his former coach and be a primary option. John Wall got some team that wants him, but more importantly, a fresh start. And, you know, I know this because I came back from the surgery that he is just coming back from, February 2019, Achilles injury. I came back from that. When you are injured, you want to prove that you are just as good, if not better, than what you were before. And sometimes you need some fresh air. Your girl went from Connecticut, no offense, to Los Angeles. I understand that process. And I think right now what Houston got, and I know it's tough for us to like see this and think, how are we better for this? But I think from the athlete mentality, John Wall will be out to prove that he is just as good, if not better. He will be re-teaming up with DeMarcus Cousins' Boogie. Who I said Bookie because we're going to do Book It today. I'm so excited.
He's in his zone right now.
He's re-teaming up with Boogie Cousins. And those two guys are guys that are trying to show that they have value still on the court. And so I see this as a move for John to have a fresh start and to be that same player if he can work from that. Because, you know, the odds are against him in public perception after you have injuries. For James, to me, I feel like it's harder. Because now you have a scenario where clearly the Houston Rockets are sending a message. You are the centerpiece here. We can part with Russ. We cannot part with you. But it just overall feels a little too late.
Yeah, Jhené, that becomes the interesting part. Jhené Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio is this is 100% just shuffling deck chairs in the Titanic is what it feels like here. Much like we talked about with Milwaukee and Giannis, you got to go out there and do whatever's on the table in order to convince your superstar that you want him around, that you're going to do the things necessary. We know Tillman Fertitta, as our friend has called him on more than one occasion in here, Tillman Fertitta, the Rockets' new owner, has been aggressive in saying, and this franchise has been aggressive in saying, we want James Harden on this roster. And so this is a move I'm sure made to show him, hey, look, we're willing to do stuff. It might be a lateral move in so many ways, But Adrian Wojnarowski, our ESPN NBA insider, was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin this morning and said, make no mistake, James Harden still wants out.
He's not committed to wanting to stay there. The trade, I'm told, doesn't necessarily change his view of wanting to move on. But the Rockets do have something on their side. They have time. He's still got 2 years left on his deal. But listen, they've given in Houston a lot of leeway, a lot of freedom to James Harden over the last several years under previous ownership, under the new ownership. They've really built an organization around him in every way, on the court, off the court. And so they want to keep him, but they still have some selling to do there. They don't have any intention of trading him. And if they do trade him, and as you said, Jay, they're going to need a massive haul back for him. It would be a very different looking trade for James Harden than Westbrook. For Harden, they would want a great young player. They would want multiple first round picks. That's always where you're going to start as an organization.
And Jay, that becomes the really difficult part in all of this is the more and more we look out at the NBA, it's become abundantly clear. You need one superstar that you can trust to make every other move justifiable. The Anthony Davis deal, even as surefire as it seems to be, and as much as anyone probably would have paid him that money, it feels a lot better and more secure when he was on a team with LeBron that just won a championship that we know probably isn't happening without LeBron at this point. That's not to say it can't grow into where Anthony Davis is the engine in this that drives that equation, but it always takes that. And right now, Houston's situation with their superstar is tepid at best.
Yeah, I would say that the Rockets, especially with their new leadership, their new ownership, new GM, a new system, a new owner that happened, you know, a couple years ago. There's been a lot of change. There's been so much change. And the fact that mistake of not involving James Harden, it sort of is like now, even if you bring in another player that might make the locker room more enjoyable for him, he's already set his mind. So I totally understand that. I think right now the name of the game is value. The Rockets have to try to amass as much value as possible. And what I saw from Russell Westbrook basically pushing this forward, because one of Woj's reports was like, hey, these guys haven't talked in weeks, and then all of a sudden they hammered it out in a matter of hours, which was kind of funny because it just highlighted to me when an athlete wants something, they usually get it, in the sense that when they put their feet on the ground and they say, this is it, like come hell or high water, Russ wants out, he's out. If James is feeling the same way, that probably will happen too. And now you just, as a franchise, as an organization, you have to maintain that value. But I will sneak in here, while the Rockets might be hot and bothered in our city, right? The Wizards, they're looking all right, because adding Russ, having Bradley Beal, you get the Denny Avdija from Israel, you have Rui Hachimura. Like, this is a team that sort of now is poised to make some noise.
I'm really glad you're the one that attacked that pronunciation and did it well.
Okay, listen, you always do DJ Uiagalelei, which I nailed it too. So, I guess I should just do all hard names.
You are in your bag right now. You know what? And speaking of that, I want to ask you this question now. not at this point. But if anyone wants to help Chiney out with that, at Chiney, at Mike Golic Jr., Chiney and Golic Jr. reminding you to be a part of Chiney and Golic Jr. Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football season is heating up. So is your favorite Dr. Pepper-loving college football town, Fansville. Head to a store near you. Treat your inner college football fan to an ice-cold 20-ounce Dr. Pepper today. I also want to ask you, at Chiney and at Mike Golic Jr. there, because people look at these contracts. 3 years, $133 million for Russ. 3 years, $132 million for John Wall, left on both of those deals. Those are looked at as bad contracts, and most people thought unmovable contracts. What's the worst thing you've spent money on? What's the worst thing that you spent money on? 888-729-3776. Coming up next, I will tell you the worst instance of me putting my foot in my mouth with money and a gift that went horribly, horribly wrong. We'll do that next. It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Chiney, Anthony Davis, 5 years, $190 million. That feels like money well spent, right?
Oh, big money.
What if I told you that I have an example of the complete opposite? It's Chiney and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chiney Agwumike. So I'll never forget this. When I was a kid one time, me and my dad and my brother were all out looking for a gift for my mom for Mother's Day. And we go and we're walking around Sharper Image, that store that's got all the knickknacks and cool electronic stuff. And we sit down in there and we find this massage chair. And we go, damn, mom likes massages. This would be great. She's got to deal with us all the time. She would love to relax. And we're sitting there trying it out and we think we struck gold. We presented that to my mom and got the silent treatment for the rest of Mother's Day because, as she pointed out, what turned out to be prophetically, she's like, you bought that for yourself so you guys could use it. Chiney, to this day, it still sits in my childhood bedroom at home. She has never once used it.
Look, moms are the hardest, near impossible to get gifts for, so I understand.
It is my worst purchase
but
by far.
But if you need a chair, like, send it out here. Like, I could use that right now for the show.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, who doesn't like a good massage chair?
You know what I'm saying?
So, listen, at Chiney, at Mike Golic Jr., give us your worst purchase. But now we have to welcome in on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line, former NBA player and host of the Knuckleheads podcast, none other than Quentin Richardson joining us on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. And Q, I got to start off there. Is there anything you look back on, anything that you bought along the way that you look at and go, man, that was dead wrong, big mistake?
I'm listening to that, and it kind of made me laugh. Thank y'all for having me. I think I will have to go, man. Have y'all ever seen those little, I'm sure everybody's seen the commercials where they got the little, I think it's called a Roomba, the little vacuum
Roomba.
Thing
that
goes all over. Man, I got one of them things one time, and it didn't work out for me. It was terrible. It never did what it did on the commercial for me. It didn't work for me.
Everyone loves the idea of a little robot somehow managing to clean up their whole room. Never quite works out that way. So,
it did not work for me.
It's a beautiful thing. Q, we got to ask you, though, so much of the story of today has been maybe not about purchases here, but about a swap, the trade, John Wall for Russell Westbrook between Houston and the Wizards. And I'm curious, do you look at this and see a clear winner at this point between these two teams or these two players?
Right now, just from the outside looking in, you got to say that the Wizards won this trade. I mean, it was a situation where clearly both teams wanted to get out from under each player, and it seemed that each player wanted to leave as well. So, I mean, when you look at the scenario, if I'm being honest as a player, John Wall is coming off not playing for 2 years, and Russell Westbrook has been. I mean, if they were both healthy, you know, you can send those guys side by side, and there's a great comparison to go on there. But with him coming off being not playing for 2 years, there's obviously going to be some type of rust there, and obviously Russell Westbrook won't have much rust.
Here with Quentin Richardson, former NBA player, three-point contest champ, and obviously the host of the Knuckleheads podcast, which I love here on Chiney and Golic Jr. Now, Q.
Thank you very much.
Always. We talked about how a lot of people see this as a lateral move, you know, John Wall and Russell Westbrook exchanging. But what does this mean for James Harden right now?
I think that's you know, to be seen what it means for James. I mean, from like I say, from my outside looking in, I wouldn't say it changes a whole lot for him. I would say he still is sitting in the same position and wanting to go wherever he wanted to go. But you know, you gotta take your hat off to Houston for trying to go out and make changes and make things more attractive for their superstar who they're trying to keep there.
Quentin Richardson with us here on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line. I'm curious, especially for Houston, it's trying to show their star player that they're doing the things necessary to keep him around in this spot. Team that had no issue with that was the Lakers. They signed both LeBron James and Anthony Davis to extensions this offseason. Q, is there any reason to believe that this team isn't primed for a repeat based on what they've done so far?
No reason at all. They got to be the clear-cut favorite to go out there and repeat and do what they did again this year.
Here with Quentin Richardson on the Shell Penzoil Performance Line on Chiney and Golic Jr., Chiney Ogunwoke, Mike Golic Jr. here with you. Now, Q, is there another team that you sort of are excited about looking into this NBA season in the periphery? I know we hear a lot of noise from the Brooklyn Nets. I know a lot of people like Dallas and what Luka has done. Is there a team that you're sort of like, ooh, I like their energy going into the season that has come very quickly?
Yeah, Phoenix, man. I mean, you mentioned Dallas and Brooklyn. I'm definitely going to be interested in those teams. But Phoenix, man, I love what they did last season when Monty got there for, you know, the totality of the season. But also they went down there in the bubble, and everybody knows they went undefeated and played some great basketball. So, I mean, they left on a real positive note, and then with the addition of Chris Paul and his connectivity to Monty Williams being his old coach and that whole thing and the impact he can have on those young guys and what he can do to help Devin Booker, I'm extremely excited for those people out there in Phoenix. They got a great, great team to look forward to this year.
And Q, can you sort of take us inside the locker room? Because this season is a season like no other. The Lakers won the championship on October 11th, and now they're sitting on December 11th to get ready for this next season. Like, how would you be feeling? Have you heard anything from players? Like, what do you make of this crazy turnaround?
I mean, Chanel, you know how it is. We kind of work out all year round. I mean, I think it'll be, you know, the toughest for Miami and the Lakers, those guys that went the distance and maybe the teams that went the round before that. But, I mean, even with that being said, man, we get back to playing so quickly anyway. Nobody really goes and sits down and just takes that much time off. Guys usually recharge for about a month or so, if that much, and then they right back in the gym getting to it. So, from the playing aspect, it's not so different. But with the guys missing that off time, you may see some, you know, something from that, because I know guys like to have their off time, and it's needed because, you know, mentally we need to recharge our batteries. So there may be something from that, but from the physicality standpoint, I don't think it's as big a deal as people think it is.
And that physicality going to be one of the concerns among what happens now being outside of a bubble and all the other things we're trying to certainly balance this season. Q, we appreciate the time, man. Congrats, Knuckleheads. Grab it wherever you get your podcast. 5 million downloads for you guys, Q. Really cool stuff, man. Congrats.
Appreciate you guys. Much appreciated.
Big time.
Thank you.
Quentin Richardson with us on the show, Penzo Performance Line, former NBA star, and again, co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast, wherever you get those podcasts. But coming up next, what's the best way to not get criticized? Get out in front of it. Make sure you're the one doing it. A master class at the microphone from one NFL coach. We'll get that next, and we'll do it after this word from ButcherBox. No one likes to actually go to the grocery store, especially not during the holidays. It's too cold out. I don't want to do it. Not all of us live in L.A., Chanae. But even if you do, that's why there's ButcherBox. From free-range organic chicken to heritage-breed pork, 100% grass-fed and grass-finished beef, fresh-caught salmon like seafood like salmon and scallops, ButcherBox has over 20 different cuts of meat, and they got boxes that are going to ship fresh right to your door. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/CJR, and when you do, using that code, CJR, you're going to get free bacon for the life of your membership. God, that is completely our show. Well, you're going to get one free pack of bacon for every box for the life of your membership. All you got to do, sign up at butcherbox.com/CJR. The master of the microphone himself, Mike Tomlin, next on Chanae and Golic Jr.
Chanae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
There's adversity. You could qualify yesterday as a bit of adversity in the NFL. The Ravens and the Steelers getting after it on Wednesday afternoon football. The difference is who they've got at the helm, and I want to get into that, Chanae. The master's class that happens in front of the microphone from Mike Tomlin every time, but why yesterday was even brilliant by his standards. But it's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And I've asked everyone, we've asked each everyone listening to this show, at Chanae, at Mike Golic Jr. on Twitter, what's the worst purchase you've ever made? Because in the NBA, we just saw Anthony Davis get 5 years of $190, and we're all like, yeah, that's easy money, of course. Why wouldn't you give him that? And Chanae, I know you got an answer that hits close to home from your sister NECA, WNBA champion, former WNBA MVP, who had one for you.
So I'm trying to think of my worst purchase because I'm the second child. So like NECA for a long time bought everything for me, and so I never had a bad purchase. And then I asked NECA what was her worst purchase, and this is one. She says, worst purchase must have been the last night I ever went out in LA. That has to be years ago, because no offense, NECA just chills in at home now. Went out for my birthday and decided to drop bands at a place, and I will never do that again. And outside of that, getting a haircut or a hairdo or a hair weave, that cost $800.
Oh my God. Can't hide money. Oh, 800.
You sit on the chair and then sometimes you're like, oh, how much does it cost? If you don't check before, you can get got. And big sis got.
There is no more humbling feeling than walking up to somewhere and walking, trying to be like, oh, yeah, no, I got this. But then you get curious and ask and get humbled real quick.
And then also like going out to a scenario where, you know, people go and socialize and then, you know, there are drinks out there and like we're not like the type that indulges. But like if you don't have the conversation amongst your friends that, hey, we're all splitting this, guess who walks out with a check?
Yep.
Last person there.
It gets real tight in there real quick.
So she stopped going out after that, you know? So
it's a good way to learn a lot about your friends in that situation, though. Because you know who's really about it if someone actually approaches you about splitting things up on that, or else.
Yeah, tough purchases. Learning the hard way. I bet you that was her rookie year, because a lot of rookies, like, we find that out the worst way.
That is, like, the number one bit of rookie advice for everyone, Shanae, is don't gamble or go out with the vets.
Yep.
Big bank, take little bank situation. I'm amazed. A lot of the answers we're getting on Twitter, Shanae, on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Shanae, at Mike Golic Jr., involving around significant others. Lincoln Gabriel, my soon-to-be wife. Ron Massey, my engagement ring. Like, now, the ring thing, I understand. That is a scam that people are getting got on right there. We need to kind of make that not a thing anymore, because it shouldn't be about the ring or spending tons of money on that. It should be about the gesture. It should be about commitment, right?
I agree. And out of our work relationship, I want to say you acknowledged my hair yesterday, and I appreciate that. And I'm acknowledging your glasses. You look great today in your new glasses. You can see them now on ESPN Plus streaming live. But yes, you look good. So I wanted to say that before we get to what Coach Tomlin says.
I appreciate that, because in the world of good purchases, I got to say, I bought some of those blue light glasses that everyone's been buying during quarantine. The targeted advertisements work. I caught myself in the mirror and I was like, am I a glasses guy now? Do I like this?
I look fly. Yeah. I look good.
That's my swag.
You know
watch
who else
me work.
Looks good? Sitting Who's undefeated?
Who's that?
Them Steelers, boy.
What some people say ain't always what they mean.
We all have a job to do. We're going to have to count on everybody to do their job.
Consider this a translation.
I think we're working at it. You know, we'll see where we're at on Sunday.
Coach Speak with Shanae and Golic Jr.
Thankful, as always, for Cliff and Shanae for keeping us on track and on time in here. And Shanae, this is interesting, because you know how this is. Whenever you think you're going to get in trouble, what's the easiest way to try and soften the blow? Get there first.
Yep.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers did not look great yesterday. That might be an understatement, according to none other than Mike Tomlin. Here was the head coach of the Steelers assessing their performance in an ugly win on Wednesday afternoon over the Baltimore Ravens.
To be bluntly honest, man, I'm really disappointed in our performance tonight. We did enough to win, but that's all. It was really junior varsity, to be quite honest with you. And it was in all three phases. We couldn't run the ball effectively when we needed to. We dropped too many significant passes, very catchable, makeable passes. We didn't make significant plays in the special teams game. Our kickoff coverage unit wasn't good enough. We turned the damn ball over. We gave up big plays in critical moments on defense. Can't have it. They converted a long run on a possession down before the half. Unacceptable. They had a 70-yard touchdown late in the game. Unacceptable. And so we're fortunate tonight. It's good to proceed with the victory. I acknowledge that, but not a lot happened tonight to be proud of or to be excited about other than that.
Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. And Shanae, you are a current WNBA player. I spent a lot of time in locker rooms playing college ball at Notre Dame. Take me inside the mindset. You are in that locker room hearing your head coach say that in front of the microphone, and your first thought is...
Sigh of relief. Like, he's telling the truth. He's spitting facts. Like, he's going off. And that's what I want. I want that rationale. Like, I want to be coachable. I want to be coached. And I want to know when I do well. And I also want to know when I can do better. And he just jumped in front of it.
Shanae, it's really impressive. Now, my rookie year, I went to training camp with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I spent time in that building with Mike Tomlin there as the head coach. And the one thing I always remember is Mike Tomlin made it very clear. Every press conference he approaches, he's got a plan. He knows the message he wants to deliver to the fan base, to the team, and everyone else. It doesn't matter what questions he's going to get asked. He knows what he wants to present. And in this situation... you know what the situation was. And we know the outside world is waiting to jump on this Steelers team, especially as Kansas City's doing well right now. So what's the easiest way to curb all that, to have us forgetting that? To get out there and get the criticism in itself. Again, Mike Tomlin, for my money, the best head coach in the NFL in front of a microphone, because he has a plan, he is aware, and he knows exactly what he wants to do up there, and he executes like that. And it is both entertaining and true.
Gotta love it. But I think they are dealing with some tough realities. You lose Devin Bush, I believe, in week 6, and now you're losing Bud Dupree due to ACL. How do you think this factors in? They're having a tremendous season being undefeated, but it just seems like they keep taking blows like Nate Robinson did a couple days ago.
You don't want to get Nate Robinson in any way.
And they're not there yet.
And they are not. You're right, because they are still undefeated, Shanae, and they deserve that respect. Coming up later in the show, we're going to rank the non-Kansas City teams in the NFL and see if Pittsburgh gets the respect they deserve. But I think this is huge. Any world where you're beating the Kansas City Chiefs, and that is the team with the target in the AFC and in the NFL, involves cutting off the head of the snake. You got to be able to get to the quarterback, especially from the outside, where at times, we know this year, the Chiefs have been banged up and certainly had some struggles. And so, yes, this is a huge step backward for that team, their goals, and especially knowing the team that they're up against in that division.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really tough sledding ahead for them. That was all coach speak. Again, diving back inside the locker. I love any time Mike Tomlin talks and any chance to break that down. But coming up next, we got to keep it a buck around here. It is time to have the GOAT debate. Not LeBron Jordan, necessarily, but what is the GOAT debate of GOAT debates? We will do all of that, figure out what to do with Patrick Mahomes and more. It's time to book stuff next. We're going to do that after this word from AT&T.
There are a lot of reasons to like AT&T 5G. For example, maybe you're Anthony Davis running towards your new deal. Then you'll like AT&T 5G because you're fast. Maybe you're Rich Paul cashing out, getting them to put pen to paper on all these contracts. Then you'll like AT&T 5G because you're secure. Or maybe you're LeBron James watching it all go down happily. You'll like AT&T 5G because you're reliable. Switch to AT&T 5G. It's fast, secure, and reliable, and now nationwide. AT&T 5G, it is not complicated. 5G requires a compatible plan. 5G may not be in your area. See AT&T.com/5G for you for 5G coverage details. The GOAT of all GOATs, we are going to play Book It right after this. It's Shanann Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio. I'm streaming live right now on ESPN+.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The SEC commissioner throwing some slight shade towards the ACC, and I'm going to poke all the bears. Every conference is going to get this work because I live to remind everyone that these bonds are meaningless.
That's not cool. Just because you're used to conference-less life doesn't mean you have to throw shade at everyone else's. Can you just spare the Pac-12?
Listen, you know what, Chinee? Fair enough. I will spare the Pac-12 in this outing right now. I will direct my ire elsewhere. So in about 10 minutes, I have to remind people why all this conference stuff, you're getting worked up about nothing real. Chinee Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinee Agwemeke, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Quoting home insurance just got easier with Progressive's Home Quote Explorer. Quote and buy all online at progressive.com. But for right now, we have a lot of pressing issues in here, Chinee. And I only know one way to go about bringing these in. It's time for Book It. All right, guys, Book It. You know the drill. You add Book It to any of your hot take. It's a hot take multiplier. It allows you to feel like Stephen A. Smith, if only for a moment.
You can book it.
Put it in the book.
You know what time it is. It's Book It time, damn it.
I'm still saying no.
All right, anyone that's new, if you don't know the drill, listen up because I'm only explaining this once. It's Book It. What's going to happen? Our producer, Devin, is going to lob some zesty takes at us. We want to spice it up a little bit. We agree. We shout Book It. Everyone feels good. The take heats up somehow, magically. And if you don't, we won't, and we move on. Everybody good? Everyone feeling good? Let's get it. Devin, what do we got today?
All right, Chinee, you're up first. Patrick Mahomes will win at least 3 Super Bowls in the next 10 years. Are you booking it?
My heart is telling me yes, but my mind is telling me no. I cannot book it.
No,
just
sir.
Because
no.
The nature of the game of football is extremely volatile. And so as much as the talent that we're seeing right now looks like it's unmatched, we're seeing in a season where this is a season we never all expected. And a lot of teams are having to go with the flow. And so for all of that volatility, I can't do it. I can't do it.
3 in the next 10 years.
Can I add something real quick?
Okay.
Let's just – what if they win this year? Then they'll have 9 years to win one more.
I thought you meant from this point on.
You're counting the one they've already won.
Counting the one they already won and then the one that they could likely win this year, then yes, book it for 3.
Because
that means they just have to do one more in 9.
You can book it.
If you can book that. One more in 9?
You can
book it.
1 in 9 does sound like good math. If we're going to count the one they currently won, then yes, I will book it there. Just off, again, what we've seen, the ability to do what so few NFL teams can is just weather any lead. I've compared it over and over again to the Golden State Warriors. So, yes, I will book that one, Devin.
All right, Mike, if LeBron James gets to 6 championships, he will be the GOAT. Are you booking it?
I'm dying because they did this earlier on Greeny's show. And, Devin, you pointed this out. We could do LeBron Jordan every single week, and people would still lose their minds over it.
Put it in the book.
So, yeah, I'll say yes, and I will goat it here. Shanae, are you going to goat LeBron if he wins the hypothetical 6?
I just want you guys to hear this loud and clear on December, is it 3rd?
Oh, yeah.
December 3rd, Junior says if LeBron James wins 6, he's officially the greatest of all time. Twitter go crazy. I think I can't book it just because we live in two different generations.
Sir. No.
Where in our experiences, it just is different. You grow up watching Jordan and that's who you sort of see. You grow up watching LeBron and you see it through their eyes. And so it's not like they can just square off one-on-one and settle it once and for all. But I will say this, what holds LeBron James back from all of this is probably his record in the finals. It's hard to argue with 6-0 in the finals versus 4-6 currently, and then potentially 6-10 or something like that. And that to me is what a lot of people use to argue. Yet, I would like to say yes, but I'm not going to say it as loud as you.
I will say this. I would love for us to start framing that portion of the argument more like championships in playoff appearances. Because LeBron shouldn't be graded down just because he got further in more playoffs than Jordan did in a lot of those. And that's a story for another day. But Devin, this has sparked a very different debate.
Chiney, Ohio State should not be allowed to play in the Big Ten Championship. Are you booking it?
Are we saying as it stands, like 4 games and they're locked in? Like, that's it.
Period. Should they be allowed to play in the Big Ten championship game this year if they don't have the correct number of games to get in? The Big Ten requires 6. Ohio State sits at 4.
I can't book it. I can't allow them to play. Like, I don't think 4 is enough. Honestly, I think they got to keep their fingers crossed moving forward, because there are a lot of, like, that's part of the punishment that the Big Ten created on their own self. Like, slap yourself on the wrist, Big Ten, because you guys waited and you muffled this entire season, and now your best prize probably won't even find themselves in a position to get one.
Chiney Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr. and Chiney Gwumke. You did actually sound like me right there. I'm proud of you. We're rubbing off. This is good. Chiney, I will posit this, though. I'm actually going to not book this. I think Ohio State should, and I'm not alone in all of this. Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez, who chaired the Big Ten's return to play task force, had this to say. I quote, I would think that if something would happen to Ohio State and they'd have to cancel another game, that's something that we're going to have to visit. They've been sitting up still ranked at 4. Our league can't keep them from having the opportunity if they have a chance to be in the finals, knowing they'd still be eligible for the college football playoff. And, Chiney, I think this year, those were made-up rules. We talked to Spencer Hall about this yesterday, college football writer and part of Thinking Out Loud on SEC Network. We made all this up. The Big Ten just put that number arbitrarily at the start of the season. Yeah, we've been drawing it up in the dirt. Let your best team play in the biggest game. It makes an overwhelming amount of sense because nothing makes sense this year, and it doesn't have to.
I would say this. It's tough with those limited amount of games, but if they've been able to change rules, change them to make this happen. As it stands, it's tough.
Devin, what do we got?
Mike, despite the John Wall trade, James Harden won't finish the season as a member of the Rockets. Are you booking it?
Yeah, I'm going to book this one.
You can book it!
Chiney, I want to sit around here and think that a team will finally win this leverage battle against a player in modern basketball, that Tillman Fertitta and the Rockets will manage to look at this situation, do enough, and say, you know what, we don't have to trade you, so we're not going to. But you said this before, and I couldn't agree more. This is a league where the best players tend to just get what they want. There's too much power, and their ability to be disgruntled and make life hell as a singular force, it's too much to overcome. And I think we've heard too much smoke about Harden wanting out for there not to be fire that eventually burns this thing down.
I'm just going to leave it at this. I'm going to have to agree.
Oof. Listen, I don't want to put Chiney as a Houston Rockets fan. I know this question hurts her heart. We don't want to dwell on this any longer than we need to. So, Devin, why don't we ask the last question?
One more. Speaking of Houston, the Houston Texans job, Chiney, is the most intriguing NFL vacancy in the NFL. Are you booking it?
You can book it. I want all the propaganda out there. I just want to say yes so that we can finally get the coach that we actually need. And this is one thing that you always push, Junior. You say having a quarterback and a coach on the same page is the best thing. Now, coming in at the same time, that helps. But in this situation, let's just get somebody, because what Deshaun Watson is doing right now just off of his pure instincts is a beautiful thing. Now let's keep that same energy with our head coach.
I'm going to not book it. I don't think they're the most intriguing now. They're the most intriguing available now. We know it's them, Detroit, and the Atlanta Falcons right now that are going to be head coaching vacancies this offseason. But we don't know what's going to happen with a bunch of other teams here. We know the Jets could potentially have the number one overall pick, and things look like there. We don't know what happens in Los Angeles with a team like the Chargers. And all of this, Chiney, is to say that, yeah, Deshaun Watson is intriguing because he is a bona fide. He's a quarterback that you've been given a second contract to, but we know they're so strapped in so many other ways, Chiney, so I'm not going to book this yet. We're in wait-and-see mode. That being said, if you are Houston and you don't go out and hire Eric Bieniemy this offseason, the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Please do it.
Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
What is he doing?
We're going to figure that out. We booked things around here. Coming up next, though, you can book this. I'm about to make everyone furious because my role as anti-conference anarchist is at a fever pitch after one conference commissioner had something to say about the ACC. We'll do that next. It's Chenay and Gold Jr. here on ESPN Radio and ESPN+.